The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Forgive me for walking down memory lane a little bit today. One of our listeners sent me a YouTube video of Los Angeles, California in the late 1940s. I watched a little bit of the video, and from what I could tell from the cars, it was probably about 47, 48. And if you promise not to tell anybody, I was born in 48, so I wouldn't remember that, but I remember shortly after that. And then, of course, if you're watching a YouTube video, over on the right, there's all of these other videos are kind of associated. So I couldn't help but click on Sunset Strip in 1964. Now, that's when I was in high school, and we used to cruise Sunset Strip all the time. You know, I didn't have the cool car that everybody else did, and I'm serious, I didn't, you know, but me and some friends and I, we would go up and cruise Sunset Strip, Hollywood Boulevard, and not all the time, but we did often. So I thought it'd be cool to watch that video. And it was, man, talk about going down memory lane. I could remember the way it looked in 1964, and it looks completely different today. But anyway, I have said this so many times. I was so blessed to grow up in California, in the golden age of California. It was, you know, right after World War II, all kinds of people were moving, migrating out to California. The economy was great. There were jobs everywhere, new factories springing up everywhere, and crime was low. The only bad thing, there was a lot of smog when I was growing up. But it was wonderful to grow up in California, and particularly Southern California. And it was true. I wasn't a surfer dude, but I enjoyed going to the beach. And you could go snow skiing in the morning up in the mountains, and in the afternoon you could surf on the beach. Same day. You could do that. You could. And back then, traffic wasn't horrible. It was starting to get bad. But anyway, I have such fond memories of growing up in Southern California and the orange groves, which are all gone. Now, you could drive out into the country and drive through the orange groves out in Orange County. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And my family went to the beach and picnics at a place called Irvine Park. And then I think what the liberal left has done to my home state. And it is sad. It is pathetic. And of course, you know that California is losing far more people than they are gaining. They are losing so many people in California that in the next presidential election, they may lose 1 to 2 seats in the House of Representatives, because that's a portion because of population. The population of California is declining, particularly in several places. High taxes, high crime, high cost of living. Housing is out of sight. It's obscene. The cost of housing in California, the taxes, the highest gas prices in the entire country, and on and on and on and on. And then I see this headline today. California's biggest cities confront a defecation crisis. That's right, human excrement. Poop. Human excrement. Human feces is a horrible problem. And not just from the yuck factor, but disease. Los Angeles County is having outbreaks of diseases that we have not seen in America for generations. There is a rat infestation in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. It's a humanitarian crisis. It is a health crisis. And here's the reason. Misplaced compassion. The liberal left believes that it is government's responsibility to provide the needs for everybody. According to the liberal left, there is almost no emphasis whatsoever on self-reliance. Taking care of yourself, taking responsibility for yourself, and facing consequences. The liberal left says, in order to get votes, we'll take care of you. Vote for us, elect us, and we will take care of you. I have in my hand an interesting editorial about the insanity in California. All over California, they are banning plastic straws, but they're not dealing with a homeless problem. They're banning plastic cups because they don't want to hurt the environment. But the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento and every major city in California controlled by the liberal left, there is a human feces problem, a poop problem. Now, think about this. Legislators are concerned about plastic straws, but they're not concerned about people going to the bathroom on the street. Anyway, I have in my hand an interesting editorial from the Wall Street Journal. It's written by a Charles Kessler. And he talks in great detail about San Francisco, Los Angeles, a realty website has deemed San Francisco, quote, the doo-doo capital of the U.S. They noted that the city's, quote, I'm quoting, poop reports tripled between 2011 and 2017. And the problem is not dogs. The problems are people. Then he deals with Skid Row in Los Angeles, which is near and dear to my heart. If you're a regular listener, you know that's where I preached my very first sermon when I was 16 years old, Skid Row in Los Angeles, California. But here's the interesting thing, the conclusion that he comes to at the end of the editorial. He said, quote, when liberal courts discouraged Americans from thinking of homelessness in the light of the old laws against vagrancy. Here's what he's saying. He said years ago, and by the way, this was when I was in Los Angeles, they had vagrancy laws. Every major city had vagrancy laws. You couldn't sleep on the sidewalk. You'd be arrested. You couldn't do it. You'd be thrown in jail, and jail was not very comfortable. You were not allowed to put up a tent on a sidewalk because then you were considered a vagrant. And what happened in the 50s, 60s, when homelessness was beginning to be a big problem, They had vagrancy laws on the books, and therefore people would be arrested for sleeping on the sidewalk. So they found rescue missions. There were dozens of rescue missions around Los Angeles, particularly in Skid Row, where the gospel was preached. And you could spend the night there and get a hot meal if you would listen to the preaching. If you wouldn't listen to the preaching, nope, couldn't get a meal, couldn't stay there. The church that I grew up in sponsored one of these Skid Row missions, and that's how I got the privilege and the opportunity to preach there. And thousands of drunks and winos and drunk addicts were transformed by the gospel of Christ. Because of the law, the vagrancy laws, people were forced off the street into somewhere, into a rescue mission or to get a job or to get treatment or whatever. But then the liberals got in control and they said, vagrancy laws are not compassionate. Vagrancy laws are not compassionate. We have to be more compassionate. We have to be more understanding. And so if people camp out on the street and sleep on the street, well, we can't arrest them. We have to be kind to them. We have to provide free housing for them. We've got to build apartment buildings for these people camping out on the street. And so millions and millions and millions of dollars was spent on free housing. And guess what? They tore up the apartment buildings and went back to the street and pitched a tent on the street. It was not compassion. It was enablement. It wasn't love. It wasn't compassion. It was enablement. And now these major cities in California are reaping what they have sown. And it is an unbelievable health crisis in all of the major cities in California. This is the result of left-leaning so-called compassion. Government is not the answer. If you don't believe it, go to Los Angeles. More money has been spent on homelessness in Los Angeles County than in any other place in American history. And look what it has accomplished. Nothing.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you, how do I want to say this? I started to say if you want to judge someone's spirituality, you can look for some words, but we have to be careful in judging. Now, let me say very quickly, one of the most misunderstood, misquoted portions in all the Bible is thou shalt not judge. Hear that all the time. Can't judge. Thou shalt not judge. The Bible does not tell Christians they cannot or should not judge. In fact, the Bible says exactly the opposite. The Bible says he that is spiritual judgeth all things. The verse that says, thou shalt not judge, does not end there. If you read it in context, what it says is, if you judge, you need to be careful that you judge biblically because you will be judged in the same way. Very simple. It doesn't tell us not to judge. It is a warning in how you judge. You need to judge people biblically because you will be judged the same way. If you are not willing to be judged on biblical principles, if you are not willing to be judged in a biblical way, then don't judge. But it doesn't say not to judge. Anyway, if you're looking for telltale signs of a false religion, either a false or shallow relationship with Christ, look for a lot of the word spirituality. If you see someone throwing around, well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, or I found real spirituality, or I was looking for real spirituality, or I went to this church and I found spirituality, doesn't always mean that it's a false relationship, but it often does. Why do I bring this up? Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, the mayor that is running for president, and he is a loud and proud married homosexual man. Well, CNN loves Mayor Pete. They do. CNN absolutely loves Mayor Pete, and they have a 10-page article. Count it. When was the last time you saw CNN run 10 pages on anything or anybody? A 10-page article on, quote, how Pete Buttigieg found God. Yeah, 10 pages. 10 pages of how Mayor Pete found God. Now, why? Well, because there's an agenda here. CNN, obviously, is far to the left, and they want you and I and everyone else to believe that you can violate God's principles concerning sexuality and family and marriage and still be a good Christian. They want you to know that. That is part of their narrative. They want you to believe that what the Bible says about sex and family and gender and marriage, you don't have to take it literally to be a really good man or woman and to be a really good Christian. You don't have to take the Bible literally to be a good Christian. And in fact, they want you to believe that if you do take the Bible literally, well, you're just a hypocrite, a hate monger, and a bigot. But if you don't take the Bible literally and don't pay attention to what God says about the family, marriage, sexuality, and so forth, you are really a loving, caring, kind, gracious, compassionate, God-honoring person. Now, I'm coming up on a break. When we come back, I just want to read some of the quotes about how Mayor Pete found God. Again, the article, today's CNN, 10 pages long. And no, I'm not going to read at length, and no, I'm not going to read all 10 pages. But the title of the article, How Pete Buttigieg Found God. And it's interesting, on the campaign trail, it's like love and compassion and tolerance. Those who talk about it the most understand it the least. The same is true with religion and God on the campaign trail. The people who talk most about religion and God understand it the least. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.